are now listening to Next on Scene. Next on Scene is tomorrow's scene today, from up-and-coming products, designers, talent, musicians, celebrities, you name it, we want to showcase it. Are you next? Get Next on Scene with Jay-Z today. Welcome back to Next on Scene, guys. I am so excited to have an awesome guest coming on the line, Megan Marini, who is the founder of Boston's Men's Group. This is the first social club in Boston focused on men's fulfillment. How awesome is this? And a woman is starting it. How inspiring. So we are so excited to have her on, tell you all about how you can sign up. The launch party is next week, so you can definitely attend if you are in the area. I highly recommend that you do, as she is a serious girl boss, making moves for all the men out there, looking to connect and help them connect even more. More on a spiritual level and academic level. I mean, there's so many different things she's offering. So stay tuned and we'll be with Megan shortly. All right, guys, I officially have the founder of Boston's Men's Group on the line. Hey, Megan Marini, how are you?
Hi, Jackie. Thank you so much for having me.
So excited to have you. And I was, even before you come on, I do a little introduction, and I just think it's so amazing what you're doing, especially as a woman starting a men's group. So tell us all about how this started.
Yeah. So I was one of the co-founders of the Boston Business Women's Conference. And during that time, it was like 2 years working on that project, a lot of men asked me if there was anything similar to the women's group but designed around men. And I was always like, no. But guys kept asking me, and I knew that there was a need. And then I spoke at a Boston Speaks event. And I don't know why, but I had this vision that I was speaking to men, and that the room was going to be filled with guys. And I really designed this whole emotional intelligence work and exercises all around the problem set that I think, you know, that I thought men could use, right? Like a solution for men. And I walk in and it's all women. And I'm like, oh my goodness.
Total opposite.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah. My marketing is written in the voice of a woman. So mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my gosh, back to the drawing board. And then... at that moment, I was like, all right, I really feel like I should be working with men. And then there was another sort of divine encounter. I had a healing, and the woman was like, you're here to work with men. And I was like, whoa. I'm like, okay, this is really synchronistic. So I took the charge and just started designing this.
Amazing. And how long was this process from like start to now you're launching next week? So tell us about how long was this process to put together?
Yeah, so I think it's been about 2 or 3 months, maybe, of just planning things and, feeling it out.
I mean, you are a marketer, so, like, I do want our audience to get to know a little bit more about your background. So, like, you've been doing marketing for a very long time. So tell us about, you know, your backstory.
Yeah, my backstory, cool, yeah. So I went to Naropa, which is a contemplative college out in Colorado. So I did my 4-year bachelor's there, and I studied a lot of somatic psychology, Buddhist psychology. We meditated at the beginning of any class, no matter what track you were in. And
awesome.
I went out there to do, I headed out there to do dance therapy and, healing arts. And I ended up getting involved in this nonprofit and running an art gallery for a hospice. So I was doing community engagement, and then I ended up doing all of the marketing because the project was sort of my baby. So I built the website and all of the collateral and did all of the PR. And I started getting hired to do that kind of stuff and shooting video, and I did some television work. So I was in media. And I was like, I thought I was supposed to be a healer. Like, what am I doing? Then jump cut, 8 years later, and I've been had my marketing company, Marketing Superheroes. And I really just had this craving. I was like, I've got to just get back to where I wanted to be originally, which was working with helping people and inspiring folk. And it's been sort of a 2-year process of just kind of breaking apart where I was and putting together something new that made sense for what I really want to be doing. And it wasn't easy, and it definitely wasn't pretty. I got a lot of like, what are you doing now?
That's part of the entrepreneurial route, right? People never understand all the time. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, like it doesn't always look pretty. And I don't care. It's like I know what I'm doing and I'm on a mission, and me figuring that out, that's part of it. So I had to do that in many senses. So I feel like the Boston Men's Group is really so far. I mean, I've only been talking about it for 2 weeks, and there feels like so much momentum and support. And people just coming out of the woodwork saying, how can I help? How can I be involved? which is so nice, you know.
I mean, it's just so different. It's so different. Oh. It doesn't exist, especially in Boston. You know what I mean? So I think it's so great that you're doing this. I always tell you when we chat. So I'm very excited to help, you know, help promote it on our show. So we're so happy to have you. So what are you finding is a common thread that guys face in today's world that this group and outlet can create for them?
Mm-hmm. I love that. Yeah, that's great. So I'd actually say that the threads are really delineated by sort of the history or background of the individuals that I've been talking to. So the blue-collar workers outside of the city have a very different problem set than the, you know, VP white-collar worker in Boston versus the 22-year-old who's just getting his legs and figuring things out versus the 35-year-old that feels like he knows what he's doing and he's got two kids.
Right.
So you've got such different unique needs and challenges, but some of the consistencies are definitely understanding that there's been a sort of shift in the tectonic plates between men and women, and there's a new dynamic that's coming forth. And a lot of guys are questioning, say, it within the office setting, right? They're like, well, should I really give a woman a compliment anymore? I no longer will give a woman a compliment anymore. I'm afraid to be caught alone with a woman in the male room, or, you know.
These are real things, right? I mean, especially in today's society, it's like very good points.
Yeah. So, and then I've even heard that, you know, there's guys that I think the masses of the guys all have great intentions, right? Mm-hmm. It's not like anyone's out there trying to be malicious or, you know, run over women or anything like that. It's not like that. And this project definitely isn't to, like, be like, you guys are doing things wrong. I'm going to show you how to do things.
Right.
It's definitely guys don't, you can't work with guys like that anyways. They don't want to hear it. It's really about helping them just have a conversation with their peers, right? So that you can say, what is the solution? Or maybe someone's doing something right and they just want to have a conversation about what's happening for them because things have changed.
Right.
So it's really about giving guys a couple of options. Maybe it's not silent, staying silent and not giving a compliment. Maybe it's just rewording it, rephrasing it, or changing the tone, or knowing your audience. Right. So there's a lot of undercurrents of like emotional intelligence and self-awareness skills. And not that guys don't have those skills inherently already, but really harnessing that and working with some of the Buddhism stuff, you know, even yin yang, like really staying balanced, you know, not coming across too aggressive. And some men might even not even come across strong enough.
Right.
Right? So really knowing what your weaknesses are and then figuring out what that next move is. So in a sense, it's like this part of what we're going to be doing that is like coaching and educating and gaining skills. But the other piece is it's in a social setting. So it's going to be really fun and the vibe is right. And I think that that's really important for guys.
No, I absolutely, right, to like have an outlet, like a confidential outlet of guys going through similar situations or having similar interests, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's great.
Yep.
And that kind of hones into my next question about the different peer groups you're creating and the offerings that you're giving to them. So can you talk a little bit more about like what you're offering to them in terms of the groups that you're going to create and all of that?
Yeah, no, I love that question. So, yeah, actually, Paul Dio, who's a wealth advisor, he gave me the idea. He's like, guys are really, they could have a problem with opening up in front of folks that they don't know very well.
Right.
And I think that's it's a great point. And part of what I want to do and have always had the vision to do is to create diverse, conversations filled with diversity. And let's understand what other people are thinking and create spaces of non-judgment so we can advance our understanding.
Right.
Super, super important. But if guys won't open up, then that's the challenge, right? So it's like finding that, almost like walking that razor blade. It's like figuring out that right nick. So I'm going to do both. The social settings are going to be very dynamic, people from different walks of life, and the speakers will be too. And then I'm going to have online resources, webinars are going to be coming out very soon, hopefully in the next 2 weeks. with resources that guys can watch at their leisure in their house, you know, the safety of their house. So if we have a speaker come on about Me Too, you can go home and watch that, you know, in the privacy of your own home and really get an understanding about the concept. Even like Latino night, they have a, you know, Latino guys have a very different problem set than different groups. So having that network, men of color, transplants to Boston, recent divorcees, you know, widows, all of these sets should have a space to interact with each other. So I want to create that kind of almost natural flow of you can go with your tribe, but right. There's also places where you're going to come and mix with new folks too, because that's super important, I believe, too.
No, I absolutely agree with that. And I just think it's great to cater to niche markets, because especially with men, like you were saying, like sometimes smaller settings are where they do feel comfortable, you know? Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think it's so awesome. So let's discuss this launch party next Tuesday. So tell us where it's going to be, like to all of our audience who doesn't know you, tell us all the logistics of what they can expect and all of that.
Yeah, no, I know your audience is beyond Boston, but for the Boston people or greater Boston area, I was even talking to someone in Connecticut. I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we're, you know, we're going to be, we're right in at Nebo on Atlantic Ave. So right in downtown Boston, really accessible, easy to get to space. And I'm expecting just about 40 people. I didn't get like a huge space. I really just want to, you know, get the ideas out there and start mixing with people and learning and getting folks talking. So
awesome.
That was really the emphasis for it. We've got two speakers. Scott Stoltz is amazing. He does coaching in a professional setting, so helping people really feel amazing in their careers. And if they're not happy in a corporate setting, what are those steps you need to take to get you to where you need to be? So he's going to be talking about removing judgment. So I think it's fantastic.
I love that. Well, it's all relative to what you were talking about.
Yeah. So, and then we have Chris.
And then you were going to talk about the other speaker.
Yeah, so yeah. Chris Collins from Nessun. So he's really awesome, very successful, really charismatic speaker. He, you know, used to be on TV, so this will be a walk in the park for him. But, yeah, he's going to talk about willpower over skill, which I think is interesting, because a lot of times we look at what is it I need to gain in the skill set before I can go after what I want, when the guy right next to you goes and just gets what he wants.
Right.
So, you know, and I think that in a lot of this stuff can be applied to women and men. I mean, it's really like the more I do research, the more it seems to be these patterns that we all get into. But I digress. But those are the two speakers. And then I'll speak for a little bit as well. It should be a really nice night. I've got a great group of people coming. Again, very diverse background. We have top executives from Boston coming. We have hopefully some folks from outside of the city coming in. Different age groups. Like a real mix of people, which is what I want to see. And I want to get people talking.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, that's all what it's about. It's about the network, and then they attract mm-hmm. their networks, and it's true. It's awesome. So how can people, are tickets on Eventbrite?
Yes, tickets are on Eventbrite. You can just type in Boston Men's Group, and it's the only event we have listed now. So that's Tuesday night, May 8th, and the event is 6:30 to 9 o'clock. And I'm going to have some light food, cash bar, and some good conversation.
Yeah, some real good conversation, sounds Yay. Like. It's going to be so fun. So people can get tickets on Eventbrite and follow you on Facebook. So awesome, Megan. So awesome. So after, like, what's next after the first launch party? Are you starting the groups? Or give us, like, a little bit of a tier for people who can't make the event.
Yes, because I know a lot of people are busy Tuesday night or already have plans or have kids and stuff. So, yeah. So definitely following us on Facebook, that's where the private Facebook group is. So you have to answer a few questions to be accepted into the group. Basically, what's your intention of being in the group? What can you sort of bring forth? So what gift do you bring to the group? And what are you looking to receive, right? to sort of set the tone of that. And then guys can participate in the group by sharing great articles or things they're working on personally, and then be a support system for other guys that are like going through the similar stuff.
Awesome.
So I really want to, I really want to power up that group. That's exciting. It's been fast growth. And then we're on Instagram, of course, Boston Men's Group. The website, we just have one landing page right now. And then what's going to be rolling out very soon. So on Tuesday night, I'm going to make the formal announcement for these components. But one piece is going to be corporate talk. So we'll come in and do leadership work for men. And there's so much stuff out there for women, and it's been so helpful. So many women have benefited from this women's empowerment movement. And there just isn't as much in the way of like creating a network for men within organizations.
Right.
So we want to create that piece and fill that void. And then there's a piece of adventure within that where we take guys out on day trips for leadership training. So that's going to be a really exciting piece. And then the membership, what I'm going to do is have a yearly membership fee, and then that gives you reduced pricing on all of the tickets to any of the events. I'm thinking 25% off all of your tickets. So really good if you're in the greater Boston area to get a discount so that you can get some face time and mix with people. And then within that group, you get some exposure on our website. We do we highlight someone each week in the private Facebook group. And then you have access to these weekly webinars with content-rich information. So like what's current etiquette for men today out for dinner, you know, with a woman that you know versus a woman you don't know very well? Do you pull out the chair for her? Do you put it, you know,
I love it. These are just like all real things. I know. It's just so like relatable. It's like the little things that people overthink, you know?
Yeah. And just having a conversation, because sometimes it's always the setting that you're in and the people that you're with. Or the
right.
One person you're with. There's no hard and fast black and white. And I think that sometimes we need that, or we look for a black and white, but maybe it's just having a couple of options. In this type of setting, I'll go default to that. You know, I won't pull out her chair. So things like that. So those weekly webinars, that's one piece within the membership. And then, the other stuff I'm going to launch later in the year, like a mastermind group. And then if there might be other ideas brewing, but it's just one thing at a time. You know, I think the big thing is going to be having these events and having the membership portal and the corporate talk.
I mean, I think it's so awesome, Megan, seriously. Everybody needs to follow Boston's Men's Group on everything. But now we're going to play a little game time with you, Megan, so people get to know you outside of your busy life. Okay? So you can answer
there's
them. Oh, I'm sure there is. This will be fun. There's no pressure. You can answer them however you want. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So tell us your guilty pleasure.
I love it. So I'm so boring. So it used to be coffee. Now it's cocoa because I quit coffee. So now I have a cocoa every afternoon.
Oh, my God. That's so cute. Cocoa. Yeah, that's like, so cute.
Like raw cacao, and I put maca to balance the hormones, and like a mushroom for the nervous system. And
oh, my God. Tell us a little bit more elaborate on this a little bit. So mushroom does what?
Yeah. So it's like a mushroom powder by Ohm. I got it at the Well Summit.
So cool.
So yummy. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, it helps the nervous system. Like, yes. Because what are you doing to replenish the nervous system? Not much usually, right?
Right.
Everything depletes it.
It's so true.
So that's my guilty pleasure right now. I'm like, if I don't get my cocoa.
I love that. That's awesome. So I guess that kind of goes into one of my other questions, but what is something you have to do in your daily routine?
I have to meditate.
Oh, I love that. Me too. What do you use for meditating? Because I know you've always been a big advocate for that. So tell us some platforms use.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So I've had different, like I go through usually like a couple years on one type of meditation. Like I've done Zen Buddhism is really amazing. Right now I do either a silent meditation just myself, or I'm doing an abundant guided meditation. Almost like a hypnosis.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Proctor. I do off and on one day. So one day just me, one day his guided.
I love that.
Yeah, it keeps me really like high minded.
Right. And it changes it up. It changes it up too, right?
Yeah, but before that, I did about I think a year or a little bit more than maybe a year and a half, I don't even know, of Course in Miracles every day. So wow. I did that for a chunk, which is a really powerful book on forgiving, removing any hate from your heart and coming from a place of love and seeing the other person as yourself.
So are you finding these more like on apps or like what programs do you use to find them?
Oh, that's great. I never even heard of that.
Yeah.
Course in Miracles. I guess I came across the course like maybe a decade ago and it was too much for me when I opened it up. I was like, this is heavy. And I read the first part, but I didn't do the exercises. I would just read it for like theory. It's really dense and fascinating.
Right.
But I felt like I wasn't really ready for it. And I wasn't. And then when I revisited it, I was like, this is what I need right now. So it depends on like what you need. Like,
good point.
You know what I mean? It's really, mm-hmm. yeah. Like when I was practicing yoga, I like lived at an ashram for a year. I was like a devout yogi and taught yoga full time for years. So I did a lot of pranayama and just silent meditation during that time, which is, I think, a little more difficult for like a newbie or something.
Right. I was just going to bring that up, to be honest with you, to like quiet the voices that are going through your head about everything you have to do. Totally.
I know.
Yeah.
Like Miriam Williamson has some really nice fluid meditations that you can listen to, because I love like when the timing is right. So almost the same with a yoga class, where it's like they give you enough space to yourself to really have your own experience, but they're guiding you with this timely, like really beautiful, like washing me into the next moment.
Right.
Versus like, boom, 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 here you are, boom, boom, boom. Which sometimes you'll find those types of meditations online where it's just too much, too fast.
Right. No, these are like really good points. I'm going to even look into some you suggested because I love meditating. It's so therapeutic.
So are you doing a practice every day now?
Yeah, I do more guided. Yeah, I do more guided.
And what are you using?
I use like different online programs. Like I love the Archangel stuff and I'm into all of that stuff.
Yeah,
that's usually what I do. And I try the silence ones, but I think it has to be like you're saying, it has to be a good day for it. Otherwise, I have voices in my head like all the time.
Yeah, it's a challenge.
Yeah.
But it's nice, too, if you want to try a group meditation, like if you ever see, you know, there's going to be like a Saturday morning meditation, anything like that, you'll be amazed to get into working your own silent meditation, it really brings you so much further. I don't know what it is, but when you're with other people doing the same thing,
it's powerful.
My goodness, I can't even tell you. You'll drop into a meditation and you'll be like, oh my goodness, there it is. I hit it. And you're like in the silence and it fills up every cell of your body and you're like, wow, I'm vibrating at a higher frequency. And you'll never forget it. And that's the experience that you want in meditation, because that's when you start to transform the rest of your life.
Right.
So group meditation is really powerful. And then you go home and you have your practice and you're like, oh, I need the people around me.
Right.
but it lifts you up. It brings you closer to that place that you want to be. Not that there's a destination or a goal of meditation, but, you know, there is a process of it that you can get to.
Powerful stuff, Megan. I love it.
Yay.
Really cool. Okay, so what is your biggest pet peeve?
So I guess right now I would have to say naysayers with this project. You know, I am a woman starting a men's group. It's an odd coupling. Like it's definitely, you know, it's a conversation starter. And I think one that I can play with because I think I have sort of a gregarious personality. I can like, you know, kind of make fun of myself.
Right. Which is good. But, I think everybody has to be able to do that, right?
Totally. Yeah. And I think that I've been sort of I've taken this role on, and I'm going to be able to have an empathetic view and a new perspective to help. But when people are naysayers, I need to remember first that I am just an entrepreneur and I'm starting a business and it's cool. It's like in 6 months from now or 8 months from now, this project will have wings. And, I mean, it does already. I can't even tell you, like, how many people are just like, this is the most amazing thing. I need this. But those like two people that I thought were going to be like so behind me, and you know, they're like, "Why are you doing this? How are you going to do this?" And I'm like, "I'm already doing this."
Right.
What do you mean? How am I going to do this? And I guess that it just kind of, it's hard to shake it off when you really thought someone was going to stand behind you and be like your cheerleader.
Of course.
But it just goes back to that like root. Being a strong entrepreneur, I don't need their validation. I need to remember that and shake that off and just, you know, stand in my own power and be like, I'm here to give something. If it's not for you, that's okay. Move it along, buddy.
Right. I mean? Exactly.
With love.
But right.
Like, so that I think is my pet peeve right now. People that are just maybe not supportive of it.
Yeah. Well, I think you're doing a great thing and keep following your gut because it's leading you to a great path.
Yay.
Yeah, seriously. I think it's just so inspiring. And I, you know what? Take it with power that you're actually taking the initiative. No other male has decided to start this. So this was obviously meant for you.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
That's how I would look at it. Like, look at it from that perspective. Be like, listen, bro, you're not starting it. So I'm taking the initiative.
Yeah.
Seriously.
There's a need in the market.
There is.
Someone's gonna hop in on it.
Right.
Right. Might as well be me.
Exactly. Starting the trend, Meg. I love it. So yeah. What is, last question, favorite food?
Definitely sushi.
Oh, I love sushi too. Love sushi. Good call. What's your favorite type of roll?
Oh, I like the unagi. I feel like it's kind of boring, but I like that.
What is that one? Is that the pickle?
It's so unsexy. It's an eel.
Oh, my God. You're right. You're so right. I'm like, I eat sushi all the time, and I can't think of what that is for some reason.
The unagi. You got to get it. It's got that sweet sauce on it.
Oh, my God. The eel sauce is bomb. I'm right there with you.
I want that right now.
Yeah.
Let's have that.
Seriously. Let's have that. I'm, like, starving now thinking about it. I love it. Oh, and I didn't ask this final question. If you could spend a day with anyone in the marketing world or even entertainment, generation of people, who would you spend with and why? Yeah.
No, that's so good. I probably would talk to Gary Vee. I mean, Gary Vee is just such a dope dude.
He's awesome. Like
right? Mm-hmm. He's just freed himself. He's completely free. And I think that he probably would have some really great insight on the men's group and what's needed, you know? I'm going to try to think like Gary Vee, actually.
You should just, like, recruit him. Have him come speak. You can do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, that could be my 2019 goal in January, Gary Vee.
I love it. Yeah. Do it, Megan. You got this.
Thanks, Jackie.
Yeah.
You're so awesome.
I got your back.
You're so good at this.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, no, I have your back. Seriously, I think that's what's going to set you apart. By just stepping out of your comfort zone consistently, you're already doing it, and just continuing to outreach because there's such a market for it here, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're going to conquer it. I know it.
You're right. You got to step out of your comfort zone consistently.
Yeah.
Can't I just get comfy for a
I know. for no, one, for cannot. One minute? No. No. It's so true, though. But this has been so fun. Great job with Game Time. That was really inspiring. And tell everyone again how they can follow you on social media.
Yeah, well, please reach out to me via Instagram on Boston Men's Group. You can find us on the website at bostonmensgroup.com. And then Facebook, the Facebook private group. You can just apply to join. And then we also have a Facebook page. And, oh, we're on LinkedIn as well, Boston Men's Group. And then come Tuesday night, May 8th. To Nebo, downtown Boston, and come hang out with us.
Yeah, it's going to be a ball. It's going to be so fun. Be sure to definitely do that and get social with Boston's Men's Group on social media. And Meg, thanks again so much for coming on. It's been so fun.
Thank you so much, Jackie.
Of course. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Next On Scene. And stay tuned for Who's Next On Scene. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next On Scene. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us at getseen@jzsocialenterprises.com. Get social with us at JZ Social Enterprises on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Stay tuned for Who's Next On Scene.